That Metal Interview.
One might call this sleaze rock at its best. One might call it glam rock, hair metal, hard rock, whatever you might call this. I refer to it as Faster Pussycat, straightforward rock and roll, in your face, melt in your face. And we have as a special guest on this episode of That Metal Interview Podcast, we have Tamey Down, frontman of Faster Pussycat. And he speaks to us about the latest single, NOLA, N-O-L-A, and he talks about new material coming up in the future, a very, very near future, as they have just signed a deal with Golden Robot Records from Australia, of course, so he'll talk about that in a bit. So right now, we're going to check out their latest single by the name of NOLA. Enjoy it, and we'll be right back.
Keeping tippin' Tina's a cat mug.
whole nine yards is what I hear. I hear the whole nine yards of badass, straightforward rock and roll with this song, NOLA, from Faster Pussycat. I mean, just being brutally honest, it's just in your face. One of the baddest riffs that I've heard. Baddest as in badass, like rock and roll in your face. So thank you guys from Faster Pussycat. Thank you for bringing on those riffs to us rock fanatics. And thank you to Chad, the drummer, Danny, and all the guys in Faster Pussycat for this great rock and roll. And, of course, Mr. Tamey Down for keeping up the fort and keeping up the band going since 1985, I believe. Or that could be wrong. It's sometime in the late 80s. And in case you guys didn't know, Tamey is born in Seattle, Washington. And And then he moved to California, of course, so he could have been stuck in a grunge band one day. And we asked him about that and what he thinks about grunge. So let's go to the interview with Mr. Tamey Down of Faster Pussycat. Check it out. So you guys are currently on tour, a U.S. tour for some people that don't know. How's that going so far? Of course, we just talked about a bad experience right there.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bad. It's just maintenance. Oh. You know, it's just shit that needs to be taken care of on the road. Like, they had to change up, get the whole diesel motor, they had to get the oil changed, and they got to try to do it in between drives and stuff, so we're not sitting at a bus shop for the while we're all up and, you know, trying to do our shit. So they got to try to do it while we're sleeping and make shit and kind of just certain things that don't always go super smooth, but it got done. It just took a little longer than it was supposed to.
Yeah, that's life. So, how do you take care of your voice on the road? I mean, there's stress, and then there's different things that might affect your voice for the gig, right?
A lot of times, I mean, nowadays I quit smoking 5 years ago and drinking, drugs, so that helps.
Yeah.
But you know, you just kind of hope for the best. You know, there's nothing really. You know, I'm not really one of those singers that have a huge range and all that shit. I'm just pretty much a rock yeller guy, but
yeah,
you know, and just kind of yell shit out my mouth and hope it comes out right. Just try to keep it in key. But I've been pretty lucky this run. You know, I before I go sound check and before I do the shows, I have some tea with some honey and decaf. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to get all jacked up. I don't need to.
Yeah,
I drink coffee all fucking day, so I don't need to be all amped before I go on. So,
but that's been
working killer. So it's like, and look, the shows with Tom and LA Guns, our set's not that long. So
yeah.
last night though we did like an hour and a half. So it was, we did a lot of songs. We played Poison Ivy, which we hadn't played all year and stuff. So it was fun.
So you guys change it up. It's not just a set list, right?
No, we try to change it up. I mean, there's certain songs that we play every night, but well, there's other ones that go into rotation.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, sure, we haven't played that one yet.
Very cool.
Since Ronnie's been in the band, so.
Very cool. So let's speak of your past a little bit, your history. You were born in Seattle, eventually moved to California. If you had stayed in Seattle, you think you would have ended up with a grunge band or in the grunge scene?
Yeah, because I'd been friends with all those fuckers. So I was like...
Really?
I was the first one to get out. You know, I mean, I was friends with Lane and Mike Starr from Alice in Chains, and I got to know Jerry after the fact.
But oh, cool.
I was friends with them from fucking way back. And Chris Cornell.
Oh, wow.
Kim from Soundgarden and stuff, so...
Kim Thayil. Yeah. Wow, yeah, so you know those cats. Wow, cool. So what is your opinion on grunge music?
Oh, I mean, I like anything that fucking rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody go, oh, grunge music's going to be the death of you guys. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to change shit up.
Yeah.
everything's got to progress and do stuff. When that shit happened, I was playing with Pigface in Chicago, in industrial.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just get bored with shit, and I appreciate everything. You know what I mean? I try to just... bring different elements of different shit into my life, you know, into what I do. I don't stick to a script.
Yeah.
I never have. I just kind of write, do shit that I think is cool. And try different things. Don't be pigeonholed into one thing. So.
Of course. So you mentioned Pigface and, of course, the Newly Deads later on. Is that when Faster Pussycat broke up? Back in the 90s, right?
Yeah. back in 93, that's when we were just like, oh, we got dropped from Elektra, and everybody was just kind of like, didn't know what they wanted to do, each of us. And I was like, let's take some time to figure it out. And I just went and did different shit. I went to Chicago, and yeah. I had some friends out there and stuff, and Martin Atkins and Skinny Puppy guys, and
yeah.
They're like, well, if you guys want to move out here, we can do some shit. And I go, and I talked it over with my buddy Mike. He was my roommate, my best friend, and you know, he was from San Diego when I first moved down there from Seattle. And he said, yeah, let's go to Chicago, because we were friends with Martin Atkins from Pig Face and Invisible Records, and he was a Pill and Killing Joke, and you know, so
very cool.
That was fun. It was a cool adventure.
Any hopes to reunite the Newly Deads? I know several members of your band right now were part of that.
Yeah, well, yeah, three-fifths, or Danny and Chad were in the Newly Deads. So, but you know, there was talk about us doing the Newly Dead show a while ago, but I don't know. Who knows if it's going to happen? It got changed because we had got some other offer for a faster show at a casino with Kix and a couple other bands, so that didn't happen. But it was gonna be we were gonna do a show in Vegas, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, cool. So it'd be
fun to pull out some of those old songs too, because they're fun to play.
That'd be badass, yeah, for fans, you know. So the last new music you guys put out was Nola and Pirate Love last year, right? 21.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about those two songs? Who recorded them? The writing process, you know, lyrics and all that. Who wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, well, Nola's a song I started working on right when we finished Glory Hole back. Way back, it just kind of didn't. It wasn't done by the time we did that, so it was right after, you know, Katrina.
Okay.
So that's what that was about, that track. And then
yeah,
when COVID kicked in, it's like, okay, I'm gonna go through some of our old shit that I had that was just not done. I still got tons of that shit. I got tons of tracks that are cool riffs. Some got choruses, vocals, and some don't have other shit, you know, just not completed.
Yeah,
but cool ideas. So there's going through some of that. We found some other shit, so that there's more coming that me and Sam have finished up, and we're still not done. We went in and did drums on a bunch of shit, so
we're
in the process. We got two more new ones done that have been mastered right before we left on tour. So when we get home, we just did a deal with Golden Robot Records.
Okay.
They're out of Australia. They're really good fucking people. Gilby put his shit out on them, and I have some other friends that are doing stuff with them, and I met the president and his kid and stuff, and they're just cool motherfuckers. So
awesome.
So that's why I did it with them. And like I said, we got some new shit coming out, and Pirate Love is a cover of Johnny Thunder's.
Yeah.
That we did. It was like kind of like, we were coming out with Nola, and our buddy Sam, a different Sam, the guy that did the artwork for the single,
yeah,
was mentioned, why don't you guys do Pirate Love? I know you guys are tracking it. We had tracked it a little while ago, and I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea, because it was already almost done. So, but we went in and redid all the guitars,
yeah,
and did some overdubs and some of the drums, but most of the drums and the fucking... The rhythm section and most of the vocals were already done, so that was an easy call. So we just went in over to Gilby's and finished it.
Yeah, sounds badass.
We planned on putting more songs out at a time, but it was like we just wanted to do a single here, a single there. But the vinyl, we wanted to do vinyls.
Yeah.
But the turnaround right now on vinyl is so stupid. COVID did not help anything with that. So yeah, a lot of places shut down, and a lot of the places are so backordered now. It takes you like a year.
Damn.
Once you put it in the order for you to get the fucking product.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Especially for singles, like 7 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't know that. Yeah. It's a problem,
so
right there.
Kind of put a fucking kibosh on my plan.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, doing the deal with Golden Robot, they're probably going to re-release Nola Pirate, you know, as two separate singles. But we also, like I said, we got two new tracks too. Like, one's a cover as well, is For What It's Worth. It's pretty heavy. It's a little bit Newly Dead style, that track.
Okay.
And then Ghost is just a cool rock song, so it's kind of Stonesy.
Yeah. There you go, an exclusive right there. That's one of my questions. Also, will we ever see a new full-length album from you guys? So there you go. Yep, I guess.
Yeah, there'll be as soon as we get enough songs to put on, we're going through them. You know, we're just not like going in a studio and bang out. It's a different fucking world. Once we get a bunch of these tracks together, then we'll add a couple more new ones and put out a full record. But and it'll be kind of like, I don't know, tales. Yeah. You know what I mean? Each song's like a little song, little book. So whatever, we'll see what. We're just trying to put shit out as we get it done. So instead of waiting to do a whole record, which fuck the way I work, could be dead by the time it finishes it. So I'm a little slow in my fucking antiqueness, but
very cool.
But eventually we'll put together a package that'll have all the new tracks, because there's a bunch more that aren't finished yet, but that are close too. So when we get back home from tour, we're gonna be working on new shit too.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at rootsmusicrambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
That's the
full-on
plan.
Yeah, so here's a weird question. If you had a chance to go back in time, is there something you would do differently? Something you would change, you know?
Oh, there probably would be fucking so many things I'd do differently. But it's just like I can't dwell on any of that shit. You know what I mean? You're just kind of like, I just look at it as, and I got the vision from the dude that we're out on the road having issues with our bus in San Antonio, and this guy drove down, and he was good friends with Dimebag Darrell, and he was in a rock band, and he had his own bus, and he's the king of generators, fucking for
really?
Bus companies. He's the best in the country.
Wow!
And he's a really fucking cool dude, and he just told me, he's like, dude, you're out, you. I got toys and I got cool shit, whatnot. I get paid well for what I do, and I'm good at it. But you've been able to do what you want to do your whole life. So, and I just, he goes, you win. Me, I did not win. You won. And I'm like,
yeah.
I go, that's a good way to look at it. I go, I've been able to do what I do, and I was just telling Jimmy from Kicks that same thing last night. He came to the show, him and his wife, and I go, dude, we've been able to. So we're talking. It's like, dude, we're getting older. We're like, certain things we can't do, or, oh, God, my leg hurts when I do this. Stupid shit, you know? we used to all talk about chicks and drinking, and now we just talk about our ailments.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous, but
yeah, it's aging.
The same thing. It's like, we won. We've been able to spend, you know, since I've been 20, since I was like 20, I've been able to do rock and roll my whole life.
Yeah.
Making it my career, and
very cool.
You know, I never got rich off of it, but I've been able to get paid, do my shit, my whole life.
That's cool.
Being in a rock roll band has been my life. So I guess I did win.
Oh, yeah. Faster Pussycat is a world-renowned name, you know, from the 80s and, you know, that the late 80s. So you did a great job.
And it's just even just being able to do what I do. You know what I mean? It's like, not even like the notoriety of just being able to be in this band or that band. It's just being able to do what I've done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tour the world and play shows with my friends, and just that's work.
Exactly. I mean? Exactly. So, you got a badass job. So, it's better than flipping burgers at McDonald's, you know?
Yeah. That's what you really love.
Right?
Yeah.
So, The 35th anniversary of the debut album, self-titled, is this month in July. Any plans to celebrate that? Maybe play the whole thing, you know, like what bands do, you know?
I know. I thought of that. I even thought of, like, wait a minute. But I just, like, because I was looking over to just go, I've been listening to this shit. Because I've changed stuff up live when I do it. And I'm just trying to go back and go do some of the stuff the way it was. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
So I change it up, make it a little raunchier, and sometimes I just switch shit back and forth. So right now I've been listening through, because some of the shit I haven't heard forever.
Yeah.
So it's because I don't sit there and listen to my own shit. I mean, I have been listening to some of it. And I was just like, I just forget some of the phrasing that I do when I was that young doing it, because I've done different shit since then. So
yeah,
but it's been interesting. Just some of the stuff that going. Oh man, I can't even remember if we even played that song ever.
Yeah, a lot of B-sides. So, yeah, yeah.
So let alone play the whole album front to back. And the set we do and the shit we do is basically the stuff that goes over the best live.
Yeah,
it's kind of tried and tested, because we play it every fucking year. You know, we tour.
Yeah,
we go out every year, and we do shows in between the tours and stuff. And we know what rocks and what songs don't really pull live.
Yeah,
you know, they don't come across live that well. You know, some people will still, but it's like either play this song that slams or this song that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? You're going to play this song that slams. That's just because it try to get people pumped up as much so I can have a good time. So.
Yeah, the live songs. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I've seen you guys a couple of times live, and you guys rock, man. You guys tear it up. Yeah. So,
thank you.
All due respect to your current band members, you know, Chad and Danny. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any offers to do like a reunion, you know, with the original guys?
No, and I talk with Greg. I deal with Greg all the time. Me and him still handle all the old Faster business from the old first three records from Elektra and shit. And I get along with Brent. I talk to Brent every once in a while. Eric, I'm not sure where he's at, but I get along with everybody. Mark, we don't know where Mark's at. Brent died, so.
Yeah, of course.
You never know what can happen. But this band I've been with, Danny and Chad, I've been with for fucking 22 years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, those guys ain't going anywhere. So if there was something if there was anything to happen, it would happen like what happened when I brought Faster Pussycat back and mixed in 2001 is with fucking, you know, I brought Greg and Brent back into the fold.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I didn't need another bass player. So Eric was not invited, but he was around. You know, we talked, we had him come up and jam with us on a couple shows. And
yeah.
Not, I love Eric. You know, we're old compadres. And
oh yeah.
We're old friends. I don't really speak to him. I don't even know where he lives right now. He was living in Vegas, but I think he moved somewhere else. So, but I have, you know, I think he's a good guy. So it's like,
yeah,
I deal with Greg, like, when I'm home, when we're off tour, I deal with Greg. I talk to him like every 2 days, every 3 days. We're talking, dealing with stuff. And we have him come up on stage with us and play when we're home in L.A.
Wow, very cool. Nice. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's just a question, you know. You got a rocking band right now.
No, it's all good. No, it's all good. I just,
Yeah, it's just a question. So what's your favorite song to play live?
House of Pain's always a good one. You know, it's always fun. But I like this. They're like your kids. So we've been like, I've been having a lot of fun with Ain't No Way Around It lately, because we've added that basically to the main set. There's some shows out with Tom and stuff that we're only playing like 40 minutes, so that sometimes it's either that or this one. You don't have 40 minutes goes by pretty fucking fast. So
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, you got to do that.
Ain't No Way, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's Nonstop. There's just
a bunch,
Like we played Poison Ivy last night for the first time this whole tour.
So awesome. Like, wow.
You know, and that was one of our most known songs. Our sets aren't that long, so it's like for most of this tour, last night was our own show, so we actually played longer than we normally do for our own too. So
yeah, that was cool.
I don't really have a certain favorite. I like doing them all. Babylon's fun, as always.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of
names. It's fun.
So. Yeah, a bunch of good songs. Yeah, too many. So what's what's next for yourself and the band? Any plans to tour South America, Mexico, Europe? You know, what's next for?
We're trying. We're working on it right now. We're working on trying to go to Australia.
Nice.
We just did that deal with Golden Robot. So we're going to try to go there in the new year, like in February. That's what we're shooting for. Because Ronnie's got some stuff to do in November, and Sam's got some stuff to do in September.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to be, Sam already had to do, I'm going to have Ronnie come and do some guitar parts before he leaves, and Danny and Chad already fucking did shit, so I'm going to redo a bunch of vocals on some of these new tracks I told you that we were working on during that period of time. So
wow,
and then we're gonna go try, and then we have the Monsters of the Rock Cruise.
Oh, that's right.
They're going to try to go to Europe either just before or just after that. Because we were supposed to go in 2020.
Yeah.
But that, you know what happened with
the pandemic. Bad. Yeah. The whole world.
The whole world shut down. So
exactly. Would you like to send a before I let you go, send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Just thanks for sticking around with us for this long. And if you're new, thanks for jumping aboard and come out and see us play sometime.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. Can't wait to hear the new material. So very cool. Keep rocking, man.
Right on, James. All right, brother. You take care of yourself.
Support the band, buy merchandise, support them, follow them, like them, download, stream, blah, 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 the whole nine yards, subscribe. Faster Pussycat, you can find them on social media. And thank you, Tammy, for making time and talking to us on our show. As far as the fans and friends, thank you for sticking around and checking out our interviews and our shows, right? Thank you for supporting us and subscribing to our YouTube channel, downloading, sharing, purchasing, and the whole nine yards. Thank you for your support, your complete support. On behalf of your friend, James, we truly appreciate your support. And don't forget to subscribe and be looking into our radio station, jrocksmetalzone.com, where you can hear rock metal 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days out of the week. Every day, all day. All kinds of rock, all kinds of metal. New rock, new metal, old metal, all kinds of thrash and death metal and all kinds of stuff. So check it out, jrocksmetalzone.com. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That metal interview.